Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I have a little riddle for you. So, a cowboy rode into town on Tuesday, and 3 days later left on Tuesday. How is that possible? I'll tell you, because his horse's name is Tuesday. That's a good one. Okay, maybe it's too early for a lame joke. Well, the title of today's story is The Story of Will Rogers. He is someone who knew how to make people laugh, but he wasn't always telling jokes. And today we will learn more about Will Rogers' background, and here is a question for you. According to our lesson, what did Will Rogers do best? Yes, here it is again. What did Will Rogers do best? We're going to find out. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
The Story of Will Rogers. Next, Will joined a rodeo. He was part of a cowboy band that helped entertain the rodeo customers. Will liked working in the rodeo, and he was very well known and successful. One day, Will met a fellow rodeo performer who talked about his travels to far-off China and other exciting places. Will decided to travel, too. He became very interested in two new kinds of transportation, the automobile and the airplane. By this time, Will had changed jobs again. He remembered his school days when people liked to hear him talk, so he decided to become a stage performer.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 rodeo 这个名词。 Rodeo 是指美国的牛仔竞技表演。例如 I was totally fascinated the first time I watched a rodeo. 当我第一次看牛仔竞技表演时完全被迷住了。或者是 The rodeo rider fell off his horse and almost got wounded. 这位牛仔竞技表演者从马上摔下来几乎受伤。或者是 calf roping is an exciting event at the rodeo.小牛套索是牛仔竞技表演中一项很精彩的表演。其实我们看的是 performer 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 perform, P-E-R-F-O-R-M, 表演这个动词。所以 performer 是指表演者，包括演员、歌手或者是演奏者。例如 ,all the performers in the play are amateurs, 这出戏中的所有表演者都是业余的。或者是 even though Max is only 13, he's already a seasoned performer. 虽然 Max 仅有13岁，但是他已经是一位经验老道的表演者了。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, let's continue learning about Will Rogers here. We read, next, Will joined a rodeo.Now, I've never been to a rodeo myself. Have you, Rebecca?
I'm glad you asked, Gabe, because, nope, I haven't been to a rodeo either. But I have seen rodeos on television.
Yeah, television or pictures, right? And, of course, it's when cowboys are trying to play around with a horse or some other animal like this, okay? And it seems a little bit dangerous.Which is what makes it exciting to watch.
And I think that's exactly what Will Rogers was looking for. He wanted something dangerous. Well, something adventurous. Well, we read, he was part of a cowboy band that helped entertain the rodeo customers. Will liked working in the rodeo, and he was very well known and successful. So you know something, Gabe? I think he found the perfect job. At leastduring that season of his life.
Yeah, it was a good job for him. He joined the cowboy band, so he's a musical person as well. Well, speaking of working in the rodeo and working with horses, have you ever heard of that phrase, to horse around.
To horse around? Gabe, can you please stop horsing around?
I'm not horsing around right now.
Okay, right now you're not, but I've seen you other times when we're supposed to be focusing on our lessons, and then you start horsing around, especially when you try pretending you're playing the drums.
Well, okay, yes. So when you're horsing around, friends, that means you're doing something kind of active, and maybe you shouldn't be doing it at that moment. For example, if you're in class, and you're playing with your friends and throwing paper airplanes back and forth and tickling each other and teasing each other, the teacher might say, hey, stop horsing around.
Yeah, exactly. Or this is actually a common phrase my mom would use when I was a kid. My brothers and sisters and I, we used to love to play around, especially when it was time to do chores. We would start playing around with each other, and my mom would say, now, children, you need to stop horsing around. Get your chores done, or you won't be able to play.
Well, I think my siblings and I were the same way, because who wants to do chores? It's better and more fun to horse around, right?
Hey, well, you know, I think that's what Will Rogers would say, at least as a kid.
I think he liked to horse around. Well, let's continue here. One day, Will met a fellow rodeo performer who talked about his travels to far-off China and other exciting places. Now, there's a word in this sentence, fellow. He met a fellow rodeo performer. What does the word fellow mean here?
You are asking me, right, Gabe?
Well, yeah, I hope you have
great.
An answer.
Of course I have an answer. Well, this word fellow is just used to refer to someone who has the same job or interests as you. So in the lesson, it's referring to a fellow rodeo performer, meaning that Will is talking about someone who performs with him. Mm-hmm. However, you can use this word fellow in other ways. For example, like a fellow classmate. Melody introduced me to one of her fellow classmates. They're in the same class together.
Interesting. Speaking of fellow classmates, you could talk about your classmates. You could say they are your fellow classmates. So a fellow somebody might be somebody you already know. In our lesson, we read, Will met a fellow rodeo performer. So this is someone he didn't know yet. But because this person is doing the same kind of work, we could call him a fellow rodeo performer.
Ah, excellent. Thank you for clarifying that, Gabe. So, friends, it's a great word for you all to know, and I would encourage you to practice using this word every day. Well, let us continue. We read, Will decided to travel too. He became very interested in two kinds of transportation, the automobile and the airplane.
So that's kind of fun. I mean, he had a lot of talents, and he was musical, and he liked to do rope tricks and make people laugh, and he also maybe even knew how to fly an airplane, or at least he was interested in the automobile and the airplane. Well, we continue. By this time, Will had changed jobs again. Sounds like he doesn't like staying in the same place for too long, Rebecca. He got kicked out of school a lot. Now he's changing jobs a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He remembered his school days when people liked to hear him talk, so he decided to become a stage performer.
And it's time for us to pause, Gabe, and talk about this word in our lesson, days.
Days?
Days. Now, typically when I hear the word days, I think of like the days of the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Uh-huh. Yeah, but that's not in our lesson.
Well, no.
Well, our lesson is talking about school days.
Right.
So is that talking about Monday at school, Tuesday at school?
Well, not really. I mean, kind of. This is actually just referring to, or he's thinking back during the time when he was in school. So it's like a past memory. So, for example, you could also say, or ask the question, do you have any favorite memories from your college days?
Oh.
The days that you were in college. Or, I love thinking back over my Irish dancing days.
That's good. Or maybe you used to smoke, but now you don't. You quit. You could say, you know, in my smoking days, I had a really unhealthy lifestyle. Well, friends, think of other ways to use this word, but right now it's time to sing
it
out.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them and make them laugh. Make them laugh.
them, entertain them, and make them laugh.
Hey guys, I heard a really great joke the other day. Let me share it with you.
All right.
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Why is 6 afraid of 7?
Because 7, 8, 9.
That's a good one.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them and make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them and make them laugh.
Hey,
Abel,
you got one?
Oh, yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why did the chicken cross the road?
It was too far to walk around.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them and make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them.
You know, I got one, too. I got one. It's really funny. It's
okay.
A good joke.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
It's a question. What's brown and sticky?
What's brown and sticky?
Yeah, what's brown and sticky?
I don't know. What's brown and sticky?
I'll tell you. It's a stick. That's good.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Entertain them. And make them laugh. Make them laugh.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
Oh, that's okay. I got it right here. It's my brown stick.
Brown sticky. Yes.
Whoa, there, Tuesday. Hang on a second. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I got a question for you. Why did everyone think the cowboy was so funny? It's because he was always horsing around. That was a joke for you. That's my sense of humor. Well, we're learning about someone who also liked to joke around a lot. No, it's not this horse. We're talking about Will Rogers. He was once a part of a rodeo cowboy band. But one day, he was thinking, people like to hear me talk. Maybe I should do some more stage performances. And that's where our lesson left off. Let's continue with the rest right now while I go horse around some more.
The story of Will Rogers. He would do rope tricks on stage and say things that made people laugh. The audiences delighted in his sense of humor more than his rope tricks. Soon, Will was talking more than he was roping. Will decided to make jokes about things he read in the newspaper. The audiences saw that there was a funny side to most of the things that happened to them. They laughed at themselves and felt much happier. At long last, Will was doing what he did best, making people laugh.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 delight in 这个动词片语。 Delight 是高兴或者是满足。 例如 Carol's great performance in school delighted her parents. Carol 在校的杰出表现让她的父母很开心。但是如果是 delight in something 是指以某件事物为乐或者是感到满足。例如 George delights in teaching young kids. George 很喜欢教小朋友。或者是 Rick seems to delight in other people's suffering. Rick 似乎以别人的痛苦为乐。最后我们看的是 at long last 这个成语。 At long last 是指最后或终于, 例如 the couple went through many difficulties and got married at long last. 这一对情侣经历了许多困难, 最后终于结婚了。 或者是 Sean stayed in clubs for years and at long last released his first album. Sean 几年来都在俱乐部中演唱，如今终于发行了他的第一张专辑。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, well, we get to continue talking about Will Rogers. We read he would do rope tricks on stage and say things that made people laugh. The audience is delighted in his sense of humor more than his rope tricks. Gabe, I do have to say something. Do you know who Will Rogers actually reminds me of?
Who does Will Rogers remind you of?
He actually kind of reminds me a little bit of you.
Me?
Yes, because, you know, you have a great sense of humor. Okay, you don't do the rope tricks yet.
No, I don't do the rope tricks. I play drums.
Yeah, you play drums.
But you like listening to my stupid jokes more than watching me play drums.
There you go, Gabe.
Is that it? Okay.
That's it.
All right, I can take that. Well, friends, soon Will was talking more than he was roping, and we read Will decided to make jokes about things he read in the newspaper. So maybe he picked up the daily paper or a magazine, a recent magazine, and he found what he thought was funny. He would make jokes about that.
Now, speaking of newspapers, newspapers have headlines, and sometimes there are special words in the headlines, right? Like English in the headlines.
Yeah.
What do the guys in the InfoCloud have to say about this?
That's a good question. Let's join Steve and Ken there now.
When we open up a newspaper, what's the first thing that grabs our attention? That's right, the headlines.
Newspaper headlines are very short, so why are they so difficult to understand?
Good question. You know, newspaper editors want headlines to be eye-catching and succinct. To do that, words like articles are omitted. This gives headlines an unnatural choppy feel, like you get when reading an incomplete sentence.
Also, to save space, longer words are often replaced with shorter yet perhaps less familiar words. So instead of saying there was an explosion, newspapers will use the shorter word blast, and the word probe is often preferred over the longer synonym investigation.
Okay, another reason for headline confusion is puns. Journalists love inserting them in headlines, but they can really make trouble for second language learners. Here's an example of a real confusing headline I saw a while back. Eye drops off shelf.
What? A human eye fell off a bookshelf? No, the story is really about eye drops, that is, liquid medication for eyes. The drops were contaminated, so shopkeepers had to take them off their store shelves. Here, drops is used as a noun, when normally we'd expect it to be a verb, right?
Understanding newspaper headlines really requires the ability to look at English from a different angle.
如果要看英文报纸，我们就要先学习看 headlines 报纸的标题，因为标题会清楚地告诉读者一篇文章在讲什么。但标题因为有空间的限制，必须要精简。像爆炸，我们知道是 explosion， 但往往呢会被简短的 blast 取代。调查一般都讲 investigation。但一个音节的 probe 比较会受到报社编辑的青睐，但过度精简的标题常常会造成读者的困惑。像这个标题 Eye drops off shelf， 乍看之下好像是讲一个眼睛从书架上掉落了下来，但读了文章以后才发现这原来是一篇报道 Eye drops 眼药水 off shelf 下架的文章，标题里头省略掉了动词。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks so much, you guys. Okay, let's continue here. The audiences saw that there was a funny side to most of the things that happened to them. So, of course, in the newspaper, you read about a lot of bad news, and this makes a lot of people nervous and anxious. But we found that there is a funny side to a lot of stuff that happens, and Will Rogers was good at bringing that out. Of course, you could replace the word funny with something else. You know, that guy is usually pretty funny, but he has a dark side as well.
Or he definitely has a serious side. Mm-hmm. Well, we continue. They laughed at themselves and felt much happier. At long last, Will was doing what he did best, making people laugh. This actually reminds me of the word comedian. A comedian is someone who makes other people laugh. They get on a stage mm-hmm. and they tell jokes and they do things, and then the audiences laugh.
That's right. That's a stand-up comedian, mm-hmm. usually just one person standing on stage telling jokes. Check out a guy named Brian Regan. He's alive today, and he's very funny, and his jokes are clean, too. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit.
Mr. Rogers, thanks for making me laugh.
Well, that's what I do best.
You know, we work together on the same ranch.
I remember. Being a cowboy was hard work, so I quit.
And then what did you do?
I joined a rodeo and entertained customers.
I'll bet you liked that.
I sure did. I became well known and successful.
And then what?
Well, then a fellow rodeo performer, he talked about his exciting travels to me.
And you decided to travel too?
I sure did. I became interested in new kinds of transportation too, especially automobiles and airplanes.
So, how did you end up as a stage performer?
People like to hear me talk. So, I started performing rope tricks and saying things to make people laugh.
You're good at that.
That's right. The audience delighted in my sense of humor more than my rope tricks.
So, you started talking more?
And roping less.
So what do you talk about?
I make jokes about things I read in the newspaper.
You find the funny side of life?
Yes. You know, people who laugh at themselves feel happier.
I know, because I laugh at myself all the time, and I feel great.
You can stop now. Yeah. You can stop now.
Always a good time. And we have more to learn about Will Rogers next time right here at
Studio Classroom.